You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The benchmark equity indices ended Friday's trading session higher after recording a fresh lifetime intraday high. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 247.35 points to settle at 21,894.55 points, while S&P BSE Sensex closed 847.27 points higher, or 1.18%, to settle at 72,568.45 points. Nifty Bank ended higher by 271.45 points, or 0.57%, to settle at 47,709.80 points. The broader indices ended in a positive territory, with Nifty 50 and Nifty 100 stocks leading the gains. On the sectoral front, IT and PSU Bank durable stocks led the gains. In the last 5 days, Nifty 50 gained 170.75 points, or 0.79%, whereas Sensex gained 658.14 points, or 0.29%. Infosys, ONGC, Tech Mahindra, HCL Tech, and LTI Mindtree were the top gainers on Nifty 50. Up next, Infosys witnessed a remarkable 7% surge in its share price during the early trade on Friday, propelled by the IT services giant's better-than-expected earnings reports from the third quarter of FY24. Even in the face of a decline in revenue and net profit, Infosys shares rallied as much as 7.09% to reach Rs. 1600.20 a piece on the NSE. India's second largest IT services company reported a 1.7% decrease in consolidated net profit for Q3 FY24, amounting to Rs. 6106 crore compared to Rs. 6212 crore in Q2 FY24. The quarter's revenue also experienced a 0.4% dip, landing at Rs. 38,821 crore from Rs. 38,994 crore Q-on-Q. In constant currency terms, revenues dropped $4,663 million. In another development, the Indian rupee rose to its highest level in 4 months on Friday, also marking its best week in a month, supported by dollar inflows towards both debt and equity investments and dollar sales by foreign banks on behalf of their clients. The rupee ended at 82.9225 against the dollar versus its previous close of 83.0275 and logged its 8th consecutive day of gains. It has risen to 82.87 in intraday trade, marking its highest level since September 22. For the week, the rupee rose 0.3% against the dollar, its best week since December 15. Foreign fund inflows and external commercial borrowing related inflows helped the rupee rise above its crucial psychological level of 83 per dollar, traders said. Moving on, Silicon Valley venture capital investor Chamath Palihapitiya on Friday announced his new incubator 8090, entirely funded by him, to support enterprise software startups. Before starting Social Capital in 2011, Sri Lanka-born Palihapitiya was an early member of Facebook and served as the vice president for user growth. Prior to Facebook, he worked at Mayfield Fund, AOL, and Winamp. According to private market data provider PitchBook, Palihapitiya has 50 investments and 37 exits so far. Estimates about his net worth vary widely and is reportedly believed to be around $1 billion. As of mid-2021, as per Forbes, his net worth stood at $1.2 billion. Meanwhile, IT firm Wipro on Friday posted three-quarter profit for FY24 at Rs. 2,700.60 crore, down 11.9% in comparison to Rs. 3,065 crore during the corresponding quarter of last year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 22,205.10 crore, down 4.4% as against Rs. 23,229 crore during the third quarter of FY23. The company also announced the payment of interim dividend of Rs. 1 per equity share of par value Rs. 2 each of the members of the company as on January 24, 2024, being the record date. While the total income recorded by the IT firm during the quarter in review was Rs. 22,803 crore, total expenses incurred during the quarter was at Rs. 19,250.50 crore. In other news, unveiling a monumental addition to India's infrastructure, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Mumbai Trans Harbour Link, also referred to as Atal Setu, spanning 21.8 kilometers between Sewri in Mumbai to Nhava Sheva in Raigad district on Friday. This trans-harbour link stands as the longest sea bridge in India, promising to drastically reduce travel time between the two points from the current hour and a half to a mere 20 minutes. With a total cost of 17,840 crore rupees, the MTHL boasts 6 lanes with 16.5 kilometers of bridge extending over the sea, commencing operation for public from January 13th. This sea bridge is set to redefine connectivity in the region. Lastly, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said on Friday that a brief budget session of Parliament, the last of the 17th Lok Sabha, will be held between January 31st and February 9th. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the interim budget on February 1st. The session will begin with President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the two houses of Parliament. The interim budget typically takes care of the fiscal needs of the intervening period till a government is formed after the Lok Sabha polls. The term of the 17th Lok Sabha ends on June 16th. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.